Would this have been in 61? Wasn't the campaign?
61, yep.
Yeah.
And that same year, Jerry Cavanaugh was being elected mayor of Detroit. And he was elected in the fall, in a fall municipal election.
Well, you just must have had an extraordinary zeal and taste for this kind of political activity. You just loved to be.
Well, I loved it. I was involved. But you have to understand, Roger, that I didn't have a lot of other options. I mean, I had... What were my assets? I was an Irish kid from the west side of Detroit. I didn't know any lawyers. I didn't have any, nobody in my family that was in business. I knew no one in particular that would be a client, a business client or anything like that. I suppose I could go out and chase ambulances or whatever to, try to get cases. But in terms of getting business, there was no way for me to get business except to be out and about in the community, and be active.
This was an inviting road to progression,
to get to be known. Yeah. It was one of the ways you could go to get to be known, would be to get involved in politics.
I talked to Otis Smith, and he said that in his childhood, the slogan was, be somebody.
Be somebody. Yeah. Well, that's
simple as that.
And that's sort of what this was all about. Although, oddly enough, from the law practice standpoint, it took away from your law practice. You didn't have the time to be with it. You always had people coming in wanting to have you represent them in drunk driving cases because they helped you in your campaign. It was a quid pro quo, I'll work for you in your campaign, or I'll give to your campaign in exchange for you being my lawyer, So it was a very difficult thing to be a successful lawyer. My brother... stuck to the last as far as the law practice is concerned, and did very, very well. But he often admonished me. He said, "Why don't you give up this crazy politics thing and just be a lawyer? Concentrate on being a good lawyer." And I can remember before that 61 campaign, one time stopping in at church one night when I was agonizing over the decision as to whether to run again after I had been defeated 5 times, and praying in the back of church, Lord, either let me win or take this damnable ambition out of my head, because I'm ruining my family, my finances, and everything else. My wife was absolutely torn up with the thing. So in any case, we did win, and that made a difference. And although I remember going out the week after I was elected, going to the bank, my banker relative Emmett Sullivan, and borrowing $12,500 to pay off debts from the campaign, which to give you some kind of an idea, represented about 2/3 of the salary of the job. Job paid $18,000, and I borrowed $12,000 or $12,500 to pay off the bills.
In those days, did you have to clear up your debts within so many days after the electoral date of election, like is now the case, is it not?
I'm not aware of it, and quite frankly, I think clearing up the debts even today is largely a matter of paper shuffling. I'm sure.
Well, remember what happened to Alice Gilbert?
No.
You don't? Well, anyway, she ran a campaign for circuit. Maybe it's Supreme Court. Wasn't it Supreme Court? Did
yeah.
she run one?
Yeah, she did, yeah.
And she apparently couldn't account for all the money that she spent. And somebody rubbed under her nose the provision in the canons that say that within such and such a period of time you got to pay your debts, or you cannot accept contributions.